100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. Wash your hands, don't eat bats, and keep really, really, really far away from other people. I'd suggest 2 miles or 6 kilometers. I don't know the measurements, and I don't care. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and y'all came up with a lot of stories. The intentionally, grammatically incorrect, whose blood is that? Let's go ahead and listen to the stories. And why is this cat chewing on my... Stop chewing. No, don't chew on my hand. The things I put up with, right?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The orderly arrived at the nurse's station, somewhat out of breath. This was urgently requested, he gasped, holding out a full, plastic bag. Whose blood is this? I'll take that, I said, taking the packet from him, and signing his docket. Thanks. Someone must be pretty sick, to need it so urgently, he continued. Yeah, someone's pretty sick, I agreed. I checked my watch. It's my break time, girls. I'll be back later, I called over my shoulder, heading for the kitchen. Once there, I slid open the bag, filled a glass, and took a long drink. Fresh and delicious.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 746 with the prompt of, Whose Blood Is That? Here's my story. Bilbert couldn't help himself and left the safety of the heights, flying down to get a closer look at the destroyed building to see if his mother was safe. As they approached the parking lot, nuclear fission turned, looked up at them, and sent a wave of energy blasting them apart. Linolia Amanda plummeted to the ground. Bilbert shot to her, catching her just before they both hit the ground, tumbling across the tarmac. Linolia Amanda sat up, rubbing her forehead. She looked at her hand, slick and red. She smiled. "Whose blood is that?" she asked, and collapsed onto her back. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tour Robbers Oino here with a story on the subject, Whose Blood Is That? Whose blood is that this time? My mother demanded, bursting in on me as I completed the pentacle. It's just the cat's, I said. I'm practicing to summon. That was my familiar, she screeched. It was a perfect black cat, bred especially for me. Don't worry, it's fine. I just drew a sample, I said. A test run, see? For the next step, I'll get a stray from the cat shelter. They have stronger spirits than your overbred pets. I did not tell her that when I had perfected the ritual, she would be the sacrifice for the final summoning.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story. The topic is Whose Blood Is That? And the title is Stain of Shame. I could sense trouble as I walked in the door. Whose blood is that? She demanded, grabbing my collar, twisting it viciously to show me the telltale mark. No, sweetheart, it's not what you think. That's not blood. It's, lipstick. Don't you sweetheart me, you lowlife. You've been hanging out with your mafia buddies again, and now you're lying to my face about it. She slapped me hard before storming off, slamming the door behind her. Breathing a sigh of relief, I rubbed at the lipstick stain, thankful that my affair, for now at least, was still undiscovered. Okay, until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Don't Piss Off the House Mum. Whose blood is that? Asked Mary Ann. The crew looked sheepishly at each other, not a sound. How many times do I have to tell you guys drain the glass before starting a new one? Look, there's dozens of half-filled glasses. It's not like blood grows on trees. Timmy pointed at the window. A new crop of human sickles were turning slowly in the wind. Not funny, returned Mary Ann, driving a 6-inch piece of hickory into the soon-to-be dust pile of Timmy. Many hands grabbed many glasses. That's better. Good to the last drop. Mary Ann left the room. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lisa here, and this is my story for this week. Who is blood is that? He tilted his head, wriggling his nose. Strange card. The monthly dinner party was a scrumptious meal seasoned with intelligent conversation. Who had written this? Certainly not the host, Mrs. Bates, would never make such a blatant Wait. He folded the card. Who's that? Makes sense. These dinners were always slightly mysterious. He folded it again. Who is blood? How about blood that? Too much folding. He set the card aside and dinner proceeded as usual. At midnight, the letters on all cards turned red. He was the only survivor. Apparently, folded evilness doesn't work properly. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Rick Thomas here with this week's offering for the weekly challenge, Whose Blood Is That? Adrenochrome. An old farmhouse. A hidden room under the basement. Chains, shackles, a cage. Blood everywhere. A place of torture, pain, rape, and death. 12 years with the FBI. Janet had seen this before. An adrenochrome mill. A long lab table. Centrifuges. Spectrometer. Syringes. Test tubes. Men of science. A bed, whip, knives, pliers, sledgehammer, blood spattered. Above the workbench, strung on a wire as mementos, small ears, children's ears, maybe 150 or so. Sick bastards. Who were these kids? Their fear. How they died. all for their adrenaline-filled blood. Janet swore, somehow, someone would pay for this.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Well, we found blood on the scene, but it wasn't the victim's. None of it was, despite the victim having been shot 6 times. The lab ran it through all their tests, and they handed back some sheet music. It's for the piano, they said, not the oboe. As if we'd use an oboe. The boys in burglary use oboe, not us. Thing is, none of us play piano, so we hired a session guy. A nice, jaunty boogie-woogie tune. We all had a good time of it. Paid off the piano player, filed the paperwork, and closed the case. And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of whose blood is that? You can check out the text of the stories, links to people's sites, all that stuff at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And the next topic is beans. Thank you all for being a part of this each and every week. There's room for more, or there's room for a break, whatever you need. I'll see y'all tomorrow with more of the stories, daily, blah, blah, you know the drill. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief. Ugh.